Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. How many's glad just to be out of the house? Maybe cold, maybe snow, but we've got a good-looking crowd here this morning. We're glad for each and every one that's in the house of the Lord. If I could have some ushers, please come up here, and we're going to take care of some business real quick. I'm just going to take up just a moment or two of your time. We're going to open up, and we're going to start with worship. The little slips that are in the seats beside you, maybe I'm sure you've noticed those. Make sure you've got that testimony stuff wrote down. We're going to use that in just a few minutes with Jeffrey and Paige and this, our youth this morning. But we're going to take up an offering. First off, Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10 said, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. It's not about just giving you money. It's not about paying a payday. It's about honoring the Lord. I'm here to honor the Lord this morning, are you? I said I'm here to honor the Lord this morning, first and foremost. Come on, folks. It's not a time you've been out of the house of the Lord for a little while. We've been trying to have small groups, and there's been efforts made. But I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm going to make a push, because with the way this weather is in the region we live in right now, it's hard to say when we're going to get to come back, amen? So I'm going to honor the Lord once again every chance that I get, but I'm going to make an honest push this morning, and I'm going to give it what the Lord, what he is due this morning. Amen. Joe, if you would, please play a prayer for our offering. Amen, amen. Like I say, just a few announcements. Like I say, I'm going to get out of the way. We've got baptisms we're looking forward to this morning. We're, once again, happy to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. But one thing that we want to make an announcement for is your birthdays, anniversaries, addresses, any of that pertinent information. You know, we ask that you get in contact with Penny Turkle. And so she can gather all that up. You know, that's a ministry in itself, just keeping up with birthday cards and anniversaries and everything else. And that's something that we like to do. Like I say, as far as close announcements, we don't have a really whole lot going on, but we do have some announcements that's 2 or 3 weeks off or something or other. And one of those is March the 1st, West Virginia State Overseeing Bishop, Brother Bill and Joy Claypool, will be here with us, and we're looking forward to that, amen? We are going to make them as welcome as we can be. The West Virginia Prayer Conference will be at Bethesda Church at White Sulphur Springs with Pastor Chad Dingus, 23rd, 24th, and the 25th. Once again, West Virginia Church of God Camp Meeting will be June 7th through the 10th at Lifeline Church in Princeton, and I'm going to blow my own horn just a little bit because I'm looking forward to this. I've been, you know, they've had me on hold and, you know, I'm really chomping at the bit. But next week, this Generation Speaks is going to continue. And next week, I'm going to have Braden Griffin with me and I'm going to have Kenzie Mounts back with me. And I'm looking forward to that. She was tied up this weekend. She couldn't really make it. So we pushed that back a weekend, but I'm looking forward to hearing from them. Now, I'm going to hush and get out of the way. Are you ready to worship the Lord? Stand to your feet this morning. Let's get ready to worship the Lord. Let's go to him in prayer this morning just for a minute for a special touch on this special day. Everybody's made an effort. I can see in this house over the people that are in this church house this morning that somebody's needing a touch from the Lord. Amen? Let's bow our heads as we get ready to go to worship this morning. And let's let God have his way in the house today. Pray with me if you would. Blessed Heavenly Father, we ask you this morning. God, we've made an effort. We've made a conscious decision to be here. And we've made a conscious decision that, God, we're going to lift you up and we're going to honor you this morning in everything that we are and everything that we do. Your ways, Lord, being so much higher than ours, are the ways that we long for this morning. And God, we know that you will meet us here and you will meet us, God, with every need that we have, God, that you are the one, the only one that can touch, lead, guide, and direct in this service today. And God, we thank you for everything that you are and everything that you do and everything that you will be in our lives. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord this morning.
Folks whisper, there's no place here for her kind. Still on came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. And I've come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster bud. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there the night he found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his love all around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil in my alabaster bud. I can't forget the way life used to be. I was a prisoner to the sin that had me bound. Poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found, until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my soul with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Started with this next song. This is a song that I heard that I felt that we needed to do. So we came up with moves to this real fast because it's about testimony. And if anything, everyone in this church today should have a testimony. We laid out cards for everyone because we want you to be involved in this. As we perform, write down your testimony, because at the end, we're going to hold them up and we're going to show the devil what the Lord has done for us. Amen.
This is the moment where everything turns. Didn't think I would see it. Was hard to believe. Heaven crashes to earth. I've read the stories of all that you've done. Parted the sea.
We will adore you. That's my God, that's my shepherd, my protector, that's my King, that's my rock, that's my anchor.
The power of the Lord is here. The power of we're going to tarry here a little bit longer. I know when God's moving, and I know to get out of the way. So today's a perfect day to be set free. Today is a perfect day to come to Him, the one who gives all perfect gifts, the one who is there waiting on you. I'm not going to move no more. They're up here praying. This service is never about me. It'll never be about me. But it's all about Him and what He wants to do in the congregation. So it's for me to recognize when the Spirit's moving. It's for me to understand when the Spirit's moving to get out of the way, Terry. And let Jesus do what He come to do. He comes to set the captive free. Who believes that He come to set the captive free? Who believes that the words that are in the Bible that says He come to seek and to save them which was lost? Not them that had everything together, but them that was what? Lost. So if you're lost today, you're in a perfect place. You're in a perfect place. If this is your first time here at Mowry Church of God, we're very thankful that you chose us on this cold February 1st. And we're glad to have you in the house of the Lord this morning. And what greater place to be? There is no other place to be. I don't care where you're at, where you're from, what you've done, what religion you're from. It don't matter. We're all one. Destroy that denominational stuff in your head. Get rid of it. It's got to go. One heaven. One Lord. One God. That's it. But this morning, there's something that's been on my heart, and I've been talking to old Braden, set this off in me. Braden, I'm very, 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 very thankful for Braden Griffith and what God's doing in his life. Man, I see a hunger in that young man that's, you know, it's great. And that's the way we all should be, is hungry for the Lord. But this morning we was talking, me and Braden and Ted and Sean and Brother Dave was talking in text, and we was talking about the light and talking about Genesis 1. And that's what I'm going to be preaching at this morning. Let me ask you something. Try to set the narrative. When you walk into a dark room, there's no light. There's no light. What's the first thing that you're looking for? You're trying to feel a way for that light switch to turn the light on. This morning, I'm going to point you to the light. The light of all men. The only one that can save you. The only one who can do what He needs to do in you. But you've got to surrender. There's darkness, and the darkness has to flee at the name of Jesus. That the captive can be set free at the name of Jesus. Sin can be gone at the name of Jesus. The enemy does not have no voice in your head at the name of Jesus. Everything can be taken away. Freedom can be in your life this morning at the name of Jesus. But if you don't care, let's stand. I'll be reading Genesis 1. 1 through 4. Genesis 1, 1 through 4. Say amen when you got it. It's right there in the beginning, ain't it? Genesis 1, 1 through 4. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Lord, let us receive Your Word. Let it change our lives. Let us be doers of the words, not hearers only. Father, transform us. Let us receive it. Take it in our lives and change our lives. Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness before the light. Darkness, the true reality of chaos and emptiness. Darkness, the earth was without form. The earth was without, it was void. Terry, that means there was nothing present. There was nothing there. There was no structure. There was nothing. And this isn't a representation of many people, and I've missed this. Many people don't see Jesus in this instant. He is from Genesis to Revelation. He is from the first word that's ever spoken to the last word that's spoken. He is in the beginning and he is in the end. When it says the world was without form and void, it was empty. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. Darkness. This is a representation of human souls without Jesus Christ. There is no structure. There is darkness in the soul. There's a big void right in the middle of your chest. You chase after everything trying to be filled. Pleasure, money, lust. All those things that destroy a man or woman. There's a big void right in the middle of you. Why? Why is there a void there? Because there's no light. There's no light if you don't know Jesus Christ. And if there's darkness that's in your soul that you need to get rid of, you best get rid of it. Why wait? Why hold on to that? Listen to me, church. I struggled for years and years and years chasing after everything that tried to please me, that made me happy. I was the darkness. I was the one who had the hole right in the middle of him. I was that. But praise be to God, I'm not that no more because the light has come. He come to me. He changed me. He come inside of me and had relationship with me. It wasn't nothing that I could do, but it was all that what Jesus could do. But I had to surrender. I had to let him in. I had to understand that I was the darkness and that I needed the light, which is Jesus Christ. There's no other way which man could be saved, Terry, but by him. That's what the word says. Pastor can't save you. Ted can't save you. Nobody can save you but him. Nobody. Your wife, your spouse, nobody but him. Are you looking for peace? Are you like, man, I've searched the world. I do this, man, I buy this, I have this house, man, I have a nice house, I have a nice family, I have good money, I've got all these things, but there's something missing in my life. There's a big void right here that I can't understand what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's him. It's the creator of your soul. In the beginning, he created the heavens and the earth. He created you for a purpose, to have relationship. That void and that darkness that Genesis 1 talks about, it's in the middle of your soul. That's it. That there is no light. And without light, there can be no life. Read the whole book of Genesis. It's structure, as we've talked about, Bray. He had to have the grass was formed, but the waters had to be formed first. Then the plants, then the seed, then the fruit. It all was in structure. Grass can't grow without sun and light, right? Can't grow without water first. Fruit can't produce anything without seed. It was structure. The structure was the light. That is Jesus. God ordained everything. The Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit are all in the beginning. We just don't see it. That the Spirit moved upon the waters. He's moving in the waters of your soul right now. That God wants to change everything inside of you. He wants to set you free. He wants to set the captive free. He wants to move in your soul, but you've got to first recognize the darkness that's inside. And see that the only way that you're going to achieve joy, peace, love, all those things is through him. The light that came. That's the only way. And I know I get excited. And That's all right. Somebody might have to hold the door open back there if I take off running here in a minute with Michael. Isaiah 59, 9 through 10 says, therefore, is judgment far from us? Neither does judgment overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We chase after sin. We chase after popularity. We chase after what the world tells us that we should be chasing after. But we should be chasing after the light, Terry. And that light is Jesus Christ. There is no other way. That we've got to know who we are. We've got to recognize sin in our life, right, Jeffrey? We've got to recognize that ourselves. That who we are, what we're created for, and the purpose that we're created for. And that's to have relationship with your Creator. And anything other besides that, you're going to be keep chasing, because that's what I done. I kept chasing. Never fulfilled. Always looking, searching, chasing. But was never happy. It's because I had a big void right in my soul. It was darkness. It's that I didn't have relationship with my Creator and Jesus Christ. I didn't have relationship with Him. And until I do have relationship, I'm still going to keep on chasing. Am I perfect? Lord, no. But He is. I seek the perfect one. The gift of salvation through Him. Through repentance. Yeah, the R word. We don't want to talk about it. Repentance. It's a necessity for our lives. It's a necessity to clean out your soul. It's a necessity to search yourself. As David did in the Scriptures, he said, search me, O Lord. And if there be any wicked way in me, take it away. That should be our cry every morning when we wake up, when we hit our feet. Before you get to the boss that you want to punch in the face half the time. You know what I mean? And that's just life, and that's the way it is. But that ain't the way it's supposed to be. Give me joy, Lord. Give me peace, Lord. Let me walk away when things are going out of control. Let me be the thermostat in the room. Let me set the temperature. Let me be the one. When I walk in, everybody's quiet. Peace takes over. Because He's inside of you. Know who you belong to. Know the light that's inside of you. And let it be out in front of you, illuminating the way. That when you walk into the room, people see Jesus Christ. They don't see nothing else. Amen. Man, there's that Christian. You better be quiet, boys. He's going to start preaching to us. That's who I want to be. That's who we all should desire to be. Because it changes people. And I've heard Sean talk about it 1,000 times when he's went to work. He had to walk away from people or just keep praying or let them know who he is in Jesus Christ. But they'd come to him and seek him prayer when they needed him. And that's how the world works. They're looking. They don't want to admit it, but they're looking. Let us be the light. Genesis 1 through 3, 3 through 4 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we behold His glory. John 1, 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we behold His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy and truth. The light has come. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus was that light. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was in the beginning. The Word was Him. That's what I'm saying. The Word was Him. The Word was Jesus. He was in the beginning. You can say, oh, preacher, it don't say nothing about Jesus on that in that scripture. Read it. Read it. The light. He is the light of the world. That's what it says. But guess what? He wants to give it to you. The light. that Jesus bears. He wants to put it inside of you. We're scared of that light. We're scared because we know it's going to require change. We know it's going to require structure. We know it's going to require purpose, because that's who God is. He's not a God of chaos. That ain't who He is. Structure. And He wants it in your life to point you to Him, to have relationship with Him. But this morning, are you seeking the light? Or are you walking in the darkness? Now I'm going to go to John 1. John 1. John 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." Jesus Christ is the light that John was talking about. He's in the beginning, He's in the end. Jesus is the light of the world. He wants to come and change your life this morning. He wants to set you free. He don't want you bound no more. He don't want you asleep no more. He wants you awake in Him. He wants to pour His Spirit inside of you. He wants to wake you up spiritually because you're dead. He wants to set you free. But do you want to be set free this morning? Do you want Him? Do you need Him? Man, Pat, I've searched the world over. I've looked in every corner. I've looked in every place. I can't find true joy. I can't find true peace. I can't find that understanding in my life. I've looked everywhere. What do I need? You need an altar. You need Jesus Christ. You need Him more than you need your next breath. If you're lost and undone this morning, you need Him. Don't walk out those doors the same way that you came this morning. He will set you free. He will mend your broken heart. He will set you free in every aspect of your life. Your marriage will get better. Your life will get better. You'll have purpose. Atheists have tried for years and years to destroy this Word. Braden, stand up. I'm going to do this, and this is out of character. Braden, tell them who you used to be.
I was an atheist for 10 years. I'm here serving the Lord. Getting baptized.
That's what He can do. If we let Him do what He wants to do, we've got to get out of His way and let Jesus rule and reign in our hearts, that He can set you free if you let Him. Thank you for that, Braden. We didn't talk about that. I put him right on the spot. It says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." No Christ, no life. No life, no light. Everything rules off of Him. Everything flows from Him. Everything comes from Him. Your joy, your peace, and I know I'm going to keep beating that drum. The joy and peace that you're looking for, you're not going to find it until you find Him. I know, because I am one of those who was bound by darkness, who set myself in the darkness, who loved the darkness. But I've never found no purpose. I never found no true love. I never found no understanding of anything until I give my life to Him. I looked the world over and couldn't find. But I found one who sticks closer than a brother, who said He'd go with me all the way to the ends of the earth. When everybody else has turned their back against you, guess what? He's there. When nobody else gives you purpose and everybody's speaking bad of you, guess what? He's there. He said He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And He meant it. That's what the Scripture says. I get a little excited, and that's all right. The true light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Not a portal light. It wasn't borrowed. It's the true light of man. It is Him. And Him only. The Bible goes on to say that it was rejected by His own. Darkness prefers darkness. Sin blinds itself to the light. Darkness is not going to say you need Jesus. It's going to detect you and deflect you in other directions to keep you in the darkness. But I've come to tell you that there's one who could set you free this morning. There's one who can take away all the pain that's in your heart. There's one who can do what all the things that He said He'll do. And His name is Jesus. Do you know Him? Do you know Him this morning? I don't care if you say you go to church. I said, do you know Him? Do you have relationship with Him? Well, I go to this Baptist church, or I go to this church, or I go to that church. It don't matter. Do you know Him? I don't care how many times you go through the doors, but do you have relationship with your Creator? Do you have relationship with the One who came to bear your cross? The One who went up Golgotha's hill, packing your cross, hollering your name, this is for you. I'm packing it, Josh. I'm packing your cross. I'm packing this for you. You deserved the cross, but He took it anyway. I deserved the cross, but He took it anyway. He brought the light into the world, and the world knew Him not. Do you know Him this morning? You've heard of Him. Many have heard of Him, but do you know Him? Don't leave this church the same way that you came in. Please don't. I beg you. Don't leave the same way that you came in. Give it to Him. It's okay to surrender. Jeffrey, we've been taught at a young age, boy, you suck it up. You be a man. You take it on the chin. You do whatever you got to do. It's on you now. You be a man. Yeah, be a man. Lead your family in righteousness. Be a man. Lead your family to the altar. Be a man. Step out in faith and lead them to Him. Salvation is receiving the light. It says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. It's not achieving, not deserving, it's receiving. Faith is opening up the door to light that it's already shining. The door is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door. The light is behind Him. He's opening up the door for you, shining a light for you to see. He's illuminating. Man, you need to change. Conviction in your heart, you know it. I don't know it. But you know what you need. But this morning, is He talking to you? Is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart? I'm going to ask you to move if He is. And we're going to come to that in a minute. Listen. This altar, prayer, is not a place of condemnation. We've got it all wrong. Prayer and surrendering your life to the Lord, it's a place of freedom. I promise you, you'll never feel the weight that's been taken off your shoulders like you feel when you lay in repentance. You'll never feel so free. You'll never have so much joy in your life until you lay it down to Him. You're searching the world over for things that will not fill you, and you'll never find true peace. John 8:12 says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Not that I bring the light, not that I teach the light, I am the light. There is no other way which man can be saved but through and by him. He didn't say that Buddha could save you also. He didn't say the Catholic priest down in the temple could save you. He said there's only one. He said that I am the light of the world. That there's no other way which man can be saved but through and by him. Him only. Genesis, light was spoken into creation. John, light sent into the world through Jesus. Salvation, light spoke into the soul. Now Jesus is asking, let there be light in you. If you would stand, I'm wrapping up. I know we got a baptism we'll go to, and that's all right. We're going to stay right here. We might stay here for a couple hours, as Pollard would say. That'd be all right. Three or four altar calls is what he says is supposed to do. I'm going to read a scripture to you. Matthew 5:14-16 says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. This morning, Dave, if you don't care to play a little bit of music, I'm wrapping up. We're going to do an altar call this morning. Prayer team wants to come up. Listen, there's going to be people up here that wants to pray with you. If you feel like you need to pray, please come and pray. Hey, listen, we're all wretched sinners, but saved by a good, good God. There's nobody perfect. There's none perfect. So if you have darkness in your life, if you have sin in your life, if there's things that need to change in your life, do you want to come and pray? It's between you and God. I'm not going to come back and drag you by the hand. I'm not going to do anything like that because that's not what Scripture tells me to do. It says for every man to work out his own salvation. You're accountable. You've heard the word. You're accountable from this day on. You've heard the word. So it's on you to act. It's on you to move. It's on you to come to the one who wants to save you. Listen. Jesus loves you this morning. If nobody else loves you, he does. With an everlasting love that you'll never comprehend. He wants to move in your life. He wants to set you free. Freedom is in him. And him only. Who needs to pray? The most important decision you can ever make in your life. If you want to lead your family, lead them. Lead them to him. Point them to him. Show them who you are. I'm not worried about what everybody else says. I know I need salvation. I know I need to pray. I know I'm lost without a Savior. I can't help but go back to the scripture of the prodigal son. He was took the inheritance. He left. He left his father's house. But what a perfect picture of our Savior. That the father didn't throw him under the bus when he came back. He ran to him, wanting him back in his house. So this morning, do you need Jesus in your life? Please don't leave the same way that you came. I'm begging you, please don't. Listen, people, we don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. And I'm not trying to scare you into salvation. I'm just telling you truth. There's many dead people in the graves that can speak it for me. They didn't know that their time had came. But you better know who holds your tomorrow. You better know that you're in the hands of a graceful God. that he'll save you if you ask. He'll save you if you come in repentance. He'll save you if you come. But the question is this morning, will you come? Will you come? Dave, if you don't care, turn it up. Anybody else? Who needs to pray? You need to pray. Don't run from it. It's all right. We're all broken. Humanity's broken. We're all in need of a Savior. It's okay. But the question is, are you okay? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Have you given it all to Him? Or is there anything in your life that you're holding on to? Something that you don't want to talk about. Burden from it. Always burden from it. He is the light of the world. He'll set you free. And all you got to do is move. Don't leave the same mode that you came. I can't do it for you. Nobody can do it for you. But I know the Lord's dealing with you. But it's for you to act. It's for you to move. Do you want freedom in your life? Do you want to have joy, peace in your life? It's at an old-fashioned altar. He'll meet you there. I promise He will. Question is, are you going to move? As we tarry a little bit longer, as they're praying, you need to come. Please move. Listen, all that is the Spirit moving in order, the Word given, the interpretation of it. So God's asking you to move. Are you going to listen? You can fight it all you want. We don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. For anything that you need to pray about. Listen, it's all right to not be all right. We're all sinners saved by grace. None of us have it together. None of us. But do you need to pray? God spoke, but it's on you to listen. It's on you to move. Please move. God wants to do exceedingly and abundantly in your life. But you got to let Him. If I could drag you to back here, I would, but I'm not. Nobody's going to. You got to work it out with Him. He's moving in your heart. I know He is. I feel it. The word was given. But now it's on you to act. He loves you this morning. There's no condemnation there. He loves you. That's why He wants to save you. Because He loves you. Not to condemn you, but to love you. Not to throw you under the bus, but to save you. He's a good, 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 good God. He's worthy of our lives to be laid down to Him. But are you going to move this morning? People pray. You're not going to be the only one up here this morning. If that's what you was worried about. You'd never be alone because He's there with you. Are you okay? And I'm going to quit. But I just feel it in my spirit, man, that there's more than one. There's a few that need to pray. But God's asking you to move. Hey, be a man. Step out in faith. Be a man. Lead your family. Be a man. Step towards Him. He'll meet you there. I promise He will. If He can do it in me, He can do it in anybody. And that's just the truth. Wretched, full of darkness. That's who I was. Self-seeking. Went after everything that pleased me, made me happy. But it never fulfilled me. I never found joy. I never found happiness. I never found what I was looking for. Maybe it's grief that you're struggling with. Maybe it's hurt from past that you can't get rid of. He come to set the captive free. Move on His behalf. Move and see that He is good. Move and see that He'll meet you here. I'm going to do something a little old school that we don't even do around here. I'm going to ask every head bowed, closed. If you need Jesus Christ in your life, there ain't nobody looking. There ain't nobody looking around. This is an intimate moment between you and Him. You're not up here at the altar, you're in your seat. But if you can lift your hand and acknowledge that you need Him, that you need that peace in your life again. You need that joy back in your life again. You need Him. You need to have a relationship with Him. If you could just slip up your hand and say, "Preacher, that's me. Please pray for me." Raise your hand. I see that hand. See that hand?